A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 21 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Friday, 12th March Father, you suffered and bled and died under shocking conditions and rose again into newness of life. We lay before you all the believers in Christ who, for your sake, are going through acts of hate and intolerance in so many different parts of the world. Give us the grace and strength to face whatever evils are being perpetrated against us, and may our sufferings provide opportunities for something better in our lives and in our world. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Listen now for the word of God from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, the verses 1 to 8. A great wave of persecution began that day, sweeping over the church in Jerusalem, and all the believers except the apostles were scattered through the regions of Judea and Samaria. But Paul was going everywhere to destroy the church. He went from house to house, dragging out both men and women to throw them into prison. But the believers who were scattered preached the good news about Jesus wherever they went. Philip, for example, went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about the Messiah. Crowds listened intently to Philip because they were eager to hear his message and see the miraculous signs he did. Many evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left their victims, and many who had been paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. Blessings in disguise. Dear friend, in life it often seems that we pray more only to see our trials increase. Although we are often quick to assume that our prayers are not being answered, we may be surprised that in some cases, God may be answering us not by removing our trials, but by allowing them to continue. God may be bringing some greater blessing by giving us an opportunity to grow through the challenges we face. From our text, The death of Stephen was the signal for an outbreak of persecution, which compelled the Christians to scatter and to seek safety in the remoter districts of the country. When the Christians scattered abroad, Philip, who had emerged into prominence as one of the seven, arrived in Samaria, and there he preached the word of God. Philip's preaching and ministry in Samaria was significant because the Jews had no dealings with Samaritans. Since the Samaritans were termed unclean and outside the salvation plan of God, and the fact that Philip preached there and that the message of Jesus was given to these Samaritans, so Gentile outsiders, demonstrated that Christ is for all of us and not for the Jews only, for whom he had originally come. The persecution of early believers had become a blessing in disguise, and for that reason, you and I are fully in the salvation plan of God. Through persecution in Jerusalem, Christianity became a world faith, bringing the story of Jesus, the message of the love of God in Jesus Christ, to all of us, bringing healing and a joy that the Samaritans had never known before. And it is that joy in the Holy Spirit that you and I continue to enjoy in the household of faith. What is plain in our passage is that the devil who lurks behind all persecution of the church overreached himself. His attack had the opposite effect to what he intended. Instead of smothering the gospel, persecution succeeded only in spreading it. Some of you would remember what happened in 1949 in China when the national government was defeated by the communists. 637 China Inland Mission missionaries were obliged to leave. It seemed a total disaster. Yet within 4 years, 286 of them had been redeployed in Southeast Asia and Japan, while the national Christians in China, even under severe persecution, began to multiply and now total approximately over 50,000 times the number they were when the missionaries left. What I learned from this story is that suffering deepens our ties with God and might enhance the effectiveness of the mission of Christ in the world. We need to make much of this message in a world that seeks to avoid pain altogether, such as in the gospel of prosperity, which proclaims the collapse of every difficulty in life once we've come to Christ. That is not possible, and that is not true. It is a false gospel. Today there is much talk about the dangers of stress, but we must never forget that a certain type of stress is necessary and helpful for some greater good in our lives. In the context of our reflection, some stress or persecution may be needful for effective ministry. The stress of taking on the pain of our people. Dear friend, can you think of your own personal problems and secret sorrows as blessings in disguise? Winston Churchill's ever-patient wife told him that losing the election immediately after the war might be a blessing in disguise. His response was, "At the moment, it's certainly very well disguised." But a few months later, he saw it differently. "I feel a great sense of relief, others having to face the hideous problems of the aftermath. It may all indeed be a blessing in disguise." Dear friends, you see, the principle doesn't just apply to faith, but to many aspects of life. If you pray for patience, Don't be surprised if God gives you the opportunity to wait. Or if you pray for courage, you may find yourself in more situations that require bravery. And so let me ask you, do you have problems in your life as you listen to me? Of course you do. And do you see obstacles on your way as you struggle to achieve goals and make it in life? It may be that hidden behind those problems are the blessings you are longing for. The story is told of a king who in ancient times had a huge rock placed on a roadway. Then he hid himself and watched to see if anyone would remove the huge rock. Some of the king's wealthiest merchants came by and simply walked around it. Many loudly blamed the king for not keeping the roads clear, but none did anything about getting the stone out of the way. Then a peasant came along carrying a load of vegetables. Upon reaching the rock, the peasant laid down his burden and tried to move the rock to the side of the road. After much pushing and straining, he finally succeeded. After the peasant picked up his load of vegetables, he noticed a purse lying in the road where the rock had been. The purse contained many gold coins and a note from the king, indicating that the gold was for the person who removed the rock from the roadway. The peasant learned what many of us never understand. Obstacles are opportunities in disguise, or if you want, blessings in disguise. God, our Heavenly Father, we pray for those suffering because of their Christian faith, that the Holy Spirit may fortify them with the courage to remain strong in faith, as well as with the charity to forgive their persecutors. We pray for your faithful people who suffer for your name's sake, that you would grant them a spirit of patience and charity, that they may be found true and faithful witnesses to the promises you have made. We pray for those who suffer persecution for their faithful service to you, that they may rejoice to be united to the sacrifice of Christ your Son, and may know that their names are written in heaven among the company of the elect. We pray for those who follow your Son in bearing their cross, that they may in every trial glory in the name of Christ. God, our Heavenly Father, let your peace and joy and love reign in our hearts, and help us to walk humbly before you as we identify with the sufferings that the Lord Jesus endured for us. And Father, may our lives and our deaths be fruitful witnesses. May the seed of your love be planted in the hearts of our persecutors, so that our lives may produce much fruit. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.